to be blessed. Yeah, it's a blessing to have a good woman by my side and have supper in the oven, have a few dollars in a coffee can, have friends and family. Those are great things for us to be thankful for and they're blessings. But above all those things, the reason for the season. Most everybody does have those things we just talked about to some extent. But there's a lot of people that have not been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. There's a lot of people that don't have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. There's a lot of people that aren't in him. We, his children, are blessed because we are. And we do. Being blessed with freedom from sin is, I think, one of the most powerful things in our lives. It opens our hearts and spirits up to the truth, the way, the life, and the truth. It's opened my life up to be able to know how to forgive and how to love and how to have patience and how to have true joy, not just material joy. Don't get me wrong. We can look at all kinds of passages in the Bible where God blessed people with material things. But way above and beyond that, the spiritual side of life, the blessings that come through Christ and in Christ. Psalms 32, it is written, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near me. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and bridle. Else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." How many of us have felt like somebody might be pulling us once in a while? You know? Pulling us to forgive. Pulling us to love. Pulling us to be like Jesus. Pulling us to feel blessed and remember that we are forgiven. In Acts chapter 5, it is written, "But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, indeed we found the prison shut securely, and the guards standing outside before the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside. Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told him, saying, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered and by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to the right hand to be Prince and Savior. To him repentance, to Israel and forgiveness of sins. To give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witness to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." To seek and save those that were lost, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. It sounds simple, brothers and sisters in Christ, very simple, and it is, but yet it's very hard. One of the hardest things that we do in our lives is just to accept the blessing of Jesus and to share it with others and to exalt him above all other things. Our world tells us, don't talk about religion. Okay? How many of you heard that growing up? There's a couple things you don't talk about in the workplace. You don't talk about religion. You don't talk about... You can talk about everything else and every other vulgar, sinful thing in the world, but you can't talk about Jesus. What a shame. Same thing in the schools. They're teaching sin is acceptable in public schools. Probably in some private schools that don't know any better. Potentially. But you can't teach about Jesus. From the beginning of teaching about Jesus till our time today, it's the same thing. But for us, instead of to be afraid, instead of to listen to the voice of Satan say, don't say the name of Jesus, don't tell people about Jesus, don't tell people the truth. Tell them about love and forgiveness and how ugly sin is and what sin is. How many of us still learning what sin is sometimes in our lives? Just me? Huh? Till we reach it home. Till we get home. We are blessed with the most powerful thing in the world to help others with. And that's Jesus. And that's the understanding of why he came and what he did. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all the things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost, the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blasphemy. They oppressed the things that were spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it, And judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us. I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many had been appointed to eternal life, believed. Once again, blessed. As we consider that concept of being blessed, being in favor, being thankful, we look at God's holy word and it talks about forgiveness of sins. When I started considering being blessed, I started finding it always came up with forgiveness of sins. They're all tied together. That concept is tied together. Forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. Thankful. I don't know about you, but I am very thankful the times that I have sinned and my wife has forgiven me. Because if she hadn't, she'd be an angry old woman. Maybe. But Jesus works on her heart. And she's forgiven me. The power of forgiveness in our lives. The power of forgiveness of sins. Being blessed. Not only does it work from God to us, but it works from us to each other. After I was studying this lesson, I almost posted something on FacePlace. I wanted Facebook, for you guys that don't know what FacePlace is. It's a hillbilly way of saying Facebook. Forgive somebody today and be empowered by this, you're following Jesus. You will be blessed. Have you ever begged somebody to hear the word of God like the Gentiles did in this passage of Scripture? God, create in me a clean heart, O God. God, give me understanding. God, help me forgive. God, help me not be hateful. God, help me to be like Jesus. Here's the thing that I think in this passage of Scripture we have a hard time with, we struggle with. We keep thinking it's something we did. When somebody rejects God's holy word, when they reject the word of God and they're filled with evil and sinful stuff, we think it's something we did. We take it personal. What didn't I do right? What didn't I say right? What could have more I done? Nothing. It was their choice to judge themselves unworthy of everlasting life. And that's very sad in our lives. Brothers and sisters and friends, I know it is. But to embrace that as a reality, to know people will turn from the best thing that's ever happened to them. Jesus. Salvation. Eternal life. Or do we feel blessed and we're glad and glorify the word of God in our lives? Acts 26, it is written, while thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from light to darkness and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. I ask us, are you blessed enough to help open someone's eyes to turn them from darkness to light? From the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus. Paul has a miraculous thing happen to him. But instead of going about all the spectacularly Hollywood stuff that happened to him, he tells a brief story and then he says, for this purpose, to share Jesus, to help people be saved from their sins. That was the whole purpose. I went through all that stuff. Brothers and sisters and friends, it's the same thing with us today. What we've been through and experienced in our life, good, bad, or indifferent, God still wants us to be blessed and to go help people open their eyes, to help people to turn from darkness to light, to help people from the power of Satan to the power of God. You can't do that without telling them about Jesus. And that can't happen in people's lives unless they accept Jesus and begin to obey Him in their lives. Our last passage of this morning's lesson comes from Colossians, and we have two, this one and the one following. And it is written in Colossians chapter 1, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it is also in the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God and truth, as you also learn from Epaphroditus, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your spirit, your love in the spirit. For this reason, that's why I wanted to read that passage of scripture in our last passage this morning, the lesson's yours. For this reason also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that were in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. For he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Jesus is the reason for the season here. But as we read this passage of Scripture, to remember Jesus is the reason for the season, Jesus is the reason that we have forgiveness of sins, being filled with his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, being able to recognize that we are blessed. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. A kingdom of forgiveness of sins. The kingdom that we have through redemption of his blood. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. I guess I didn't know if I asked this morning as we begin the lesson, but do you feel blessed? I hope you do. You should. We should. We should. And there's going to be times in life when we don't. And I pray that God reminds us through his Holy Spirit. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We pray for all kinds of powerful things in our lives. Healing. Understanding. Joy, peace, happiness, love. But to ever be mindful of forgiveness and forgiveness of sins. Not only from God to us, but from us to each other. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. To remember that we are justified from all things from which we could not be justified by the law of Moses. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Are we blessed? To whom now I send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by me in faith. That power is still available to us today to share with others, brothers and sisters. It is. There is still a war going on between light and darkness, between Satan and Jesus. And I pray for us this week to be blessed and to be soldiers of the kingdom of heaven, bringing forth fruit that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and all spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God, of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. As we go through this holiday season, I pray for us as children of the Most High God, brothers and sisters in Christ, to recognize representing the kingdom of heaven through patience and long suffering. Being strengthened with the love and grace of God to be able to be fruitful in every work. Be able to walk worthy and pleasing him at the end of each and every day that we come in contact with those around us. and giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the line. I'm on Team Jesus. We are on Team Jesus. Lucas and I drove down and watched Weibo win another state championship. And then we were talking about him watching football this last weekend. And Lucas says, man, I wish I could put the pads back on and go play still. I still have that desire. And I said, Luke, I'm 57 years old. I'm terribly out of shape. Not terribly overweight, but overweight. Okay, according to my doctor anyways. I better listen to him. I said, I still would like to put the pads on and go play. I still like to do that and be part of a team. And as I stand here amongst my team members this morning, I am blessed that I call you teammates, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow saints, fellow heirs, children of God. And I thank you for that. I love you for that and appreciate you for that. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us in the kingdom of the Son, His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That in all things Jesus may have preeminence. He may be first in our lives. Jesus isn't first in your life, or you haven't made Him your Lord and Savior. We invite you to do so and make it right with God as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.